feel like that this is probably, I know the smoothest camp we've had. We had one major issue, but that wasn't, like I said, that wasn't part of our shirt. And it was just a good week. And I'm going to share with you the part that just, I mean, made everybody just about cry in our church. Stephen was able to lead someone to the Lord. Let me tell you how important that is. Our theme was to go. To tell everyone to go. Tell everyone to go spread the gospel. And Stephen had the opportunity to lead someone to the Lord. And then he, you know, they bring him up front and they introduce him to him. And then Stephen told a little bit of his testimony. And Stephen, one day we're going to have to get you. I know everybody knows you and knows everything. But let me tell you something. He had everybody teared up, and, you know, ready to go out and win the world for the Lord. Amen. Brandon met him a little friend. Every time he turned around, that little girl would crawl up and went to sleep in his arms. And that was her big brother. I mean, you couldn't get rid of him, could you?
No.
She was in our group.
If I had to go to the bathroom, Nicholas had to take her. And she wouldn't stop looking for me until I came back.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody, I can't just tell you how much all this was. Appreciate your patience this morning. We had a lot of specials, and we're about out of time. Today after service, remember to that we're taking up a special offering to for the seed fund. And I just want to read a little bit this morning and talk about the First Thessalonians, the book of First Thessalonians. It was written by the Apostle Paul to the church at Thessalonica, and it was written praise them about a lot of good things, and they had some things that they had to deal with. And there's some things in the book of First Thessalonians that I wanted to talk about, to deal with. And as we get to them, there's a good bit in this book concerning the Lord's return. Can I tell you something? Whether you believe it or not, and I'm pretty sure everybody does that's in here today, whether you accept it or not, the fact is that Jesus is going to return.
Amen.
Amen. We don't know when. Anybody that says a certain time or a time setter or a date setter, I can promise you that they're wrong.
That's right.
Amen. Because the Bible says that no one knows the time of his return. And but let's look at chapter 1 for just a few minutes this morning. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's just stop right there this morning. This is his introduction. This is standard introduction. Whenever I was going through the seminary classes that I took a while back, they made a statement in one of those classes talking about Paul's introduction to every one of his epistles was the same introduction. And as many times as I've read the Bible, I never really paid attention to it. Or never really thought about it, never really even put it together. And then whenever I heard that, I went and I checked it out. And I looked at all the epistles that Paul wrote, and they all have the same opening line. And you know, they might have a few different words in it, but here he talks about grace be unto you and peace. Grace always precedes or goes before peace.
Right.
And I thought about that, and I looked at that, and you know, he talks about other things, and of course, in verse 1, this is his introduction. And folks, can I tell you something today? Without the grace of God, there is no peace.
Right.
And the Bible speaks of peace and how we can have the peace of God and the peace with God. And here he just opens up and he says, grace be unto you. I just want to take just a minute to talk about that for a second. God has offered his grace to a bunch of folks that don't deserve it. Of whom I am chief. Amen. You know, whenever Paul talked about he was the chiefest of sinners, that wasn't necessarily meaning that he was the worst, most corrupt person out there. But he was meaning that as far as he was concerned, he stood in need of God's grace more than anyone else. He needed to get saved more than anyone else, because his sin was the sin that was going to send him to a devil's hell. It was his shortcoming that separated him from his God. And folks, can I tell you this morning that if you're here today, the sin that matters most to you is the one that's in your life. Sometimes we get off on this thing about comparing ourselves one to another. And Aunt Beat, I've never met anybody when they compared themselves to somebody else that they didn't pick somebody that they thought was a little worse off than them. Amen? You don't never hear of anybody trying to compare themselves to what some folks that the world thinks are great people, like Billy Graham or like Mother Teresa or those type of folks. They're always comparing themselves to folks that are a little lower on the scale than they are, not trying to reach up, but they're saying, I'm better than that one, amen. You want proof of that? You go back and you look at the account that Jesus gave of the publican and the Pharisee. The Pharisee says, God, I thank you, I'm not like that fellow over there. He didn't compare himself to God's standard. He compared himself to what he thought he was better than. Let me tell you something, folks. God's grace is offered to everyone and to anyone. We're going to talk next week a little bit as we get on into this passage of Scripture about God's election and how God's election affects us. Let me tell you something, folks. You're not so special that God decided you were worth saving more than somebody else. God gave His grace for the whosoever will.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't say, okay, this side I'm going to save, this side, God decided love. That's not the way it works at all. Amen. But God's grace is given. And when God's grace comes in and God's grace starts working in us and He shows His love in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and that brings the peace of God. You know God's grace? When it's working in our lives, Brother Vernon, it makes it a possibility that we can go through any difficulty that comes through life and have peace. You listen to me, that trouble will come into everyone's life and you will have difficulty and you will have hard times, and there might be some time that you're going to go through in this life that seems like that you'll never get through it. But can I tell you something? With God's grace, you can go through it.
That's right.
You can carry it on through. It brings that the Bible says passeth all understanding.
Yeah.
And I heard a preacher one time tell a story about the ferry boat or a cruise ship, and it ran into a storm, and they trying to get everybody to go down into the bottom of the ship. And this little lady was standing up there on the bow of the ship. She refused to go in. Finally, the captain come out there and said, "Ma'am, you've got to go and get below deck. It's dangerous out here." She said, "Well, I got two daughters, one of them in New York and the other one in heaven, and I'm going to be with one of them tonight. It doesn't matter which one." Let me tell you, when storms of life come, I'm glad that I know Christ. And He promises that He'll never leave me nor forsake me. Can I tell you something? As we close this morning, we had a busy morning. We had a lot of stuff going on. Do you know what it means to be loved by God's grace beyond measure? Do you know what it means to have experienced God's grace for salvation, first of all, and God's grace for living, second of all? You know, there is different kinds of grace that comes into our lives at different times. And folks, can I tell you that God will send His grace to bring us through whatever we're going through. And that brings the peace of God. Let's have a song together.
Lord, remember you. Lord, service your word. children to be part of it.
Shook your hand anyway.
And cinnamon, floral, sugar, green.
We're going to go see my mama. My mama said come see her, and guess what I'm going to have to do?
I guess I need it. Squirrel stew to the base. I make squirrel stew.
I wonder how many bowls of that will set.
You would be surprised.
I'll be back Wednesday, I believe. You got a hateful
dog. Oh, you want that money?
Is that it? Grandma, whatever. Have safe trip. Hey, look.
I'm doing zucchini.
Uh-oh.
The little zucchini bread, the banana bread, and the...